This is part three of the story of humanity. Jesus then returned from his 40-day fast in the wilderness to the people of Israel and began to minister to them and to others. He chose 12 Jewish men as disciples, not from the elite or Jewish leaders, but from simple laborers and even a despised tax collector. He performed signs and wonders among the people. He made the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk. He healed the sick. He multiplied a few loaves of bread and some fish to feed thousands. He calmed the storm and he walked on water. He softened the hearts of men and women and forgave their sins and brought them back to God. He drove away demons from the possessed and he raised the dead. As the creator of the cosmos, he taught the people the right way to live and behave so that they might commune again with God as intended from the beginning. The prophets of old foretold the coming of Christ and to recognize him by these signs. He also gave his disciples the power to do these things in his name. For 3 years, Jesus went among the people, healing them, teaching them, and gathering a large following. As his notoriety grew, the Jewish leaders became aware of his activities and saw Jesus as a threat because of his influence with the people. Since Jesus, as the Son of God, came according to the will of the Father to bring humans back into communion with God, he knew when his time among the people was coming to an end. He spoke to his disciples in private that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the Jewish leaders and be killed and raised on the third day. His disciples could not understand how that could possibly be Jesus' plan, and so they did not take it seriously. Then Jesus took 3 of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, up on a high mountain, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white and glistening. And then Moses and Elijah, a prophet of old, appeared before them discussing what was to come. The 3 disciples saw Jesus' glory and Moses and Elijah standing with him. And after Moses and Elijah departed, a cloud covered the mountain where they stood, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces in fear. Then Jesus touched them and told them to get up and to not be afraid. When they lifted up their eyes, they only saw Jesus there with them. Jesus told them not to mention the revelation to anyone until after the Son of Man is risen from the dead. This light seen by the disciples radiating from Jesus was not a normal light visible to human eyes, but rather the ineffable, uncreated light that continuously radiates from God. The disciples experienced it only briefly by the power of the Holy Spirit within them. This event demonstrated that humans are capable of experiencing the uncreated light of God shining forth when their minds have been purified and united with Him. Here also, Jesus revealed to us how a human body that is properly communing with God can radiate the glory of God to those equipped to experience it. As Jesus went about His ministry, Satan and his minions suffered many defeats. Jesus dramatically cast out demons who had taken possession of people, and He also subtly cast out demons from the souls of those through His preaching. He led souls towards faith and a way of life opposed to the enemy, transforming sinners and receiving them. He raised people from the dead, snatching them from the clutches of the guards of Hades, and not only those newly deceased, but those already decomposing, by His command alone. Moreover, He gave His disciples power against the demons. Obviously, this was completely unendurable for Satan and the angels that fell with him. And so, Satan raged furiously against Jesus Christ, but Satan knew that Jesus Christ was far above any temptation. Satan knew he could not directly inflict any pain or death on Jesus. Therefore, Satan had to find an indirect way to destroy Jesus. So, when Satan looked among Jesus' disciples, he found a weakness in one of them named Judas Iscariot. Judas knew the prices of things, and so he carried the purse for all the disciples, dispensing funds as needed. But Judas would also steal from the purse. Satan also began to influence the minds of disobedient Jews. He provoked them to unrestrained jealousy and fury against Jesus because Jesus had also publicly outwitted them and called them hypocrites. Satan stirred them up and persuaded them to murder Jesus in the most dishonorable way suitable only for criminals and the ungodly, believing that this would make Jesus' name meaningless to the people on earth. Satan was confident that when Jesus died, Satan would hold his soul imprisoned in Hades, just as he held the souls of all humans since the beginning of time. Now, Jesus knew when his friend Lazarus became gravely ill. But instead of going to him right away to heal him, Jesus intentionally waited a few more days until Lazarus died. Then Jesus and his disciples went to Lazarus' family and consoled his two sisters. He asked to see the place where Lazarus was buried, and all the mourners went out with Jesus to the site of the tomb. It was then 4 days since Lazarus had died. With all those there to witness, Jesus had them open the tomb and called Lazarus to come forth from the tomb. Lazarus emerged from the tomb alive, still wrapped in his grave clothes. While many believed in Jesus because of this, others went and reported what he had done to the Jewish leaders. The Jewish leaders commanded that if anyone saw Jesus come to Jerusalem for the upcoming feast of Passover, they should report it so Jesus could be arrested. Then, 6 days before the Passover, Jesus arrived at Jerusalem with his disciples. There were many people in Jerusalem then to celebrate the feast. Word of all that Jesus had done among the people and to Lazarus had gone before him. Jesus had a few of his disciples acquire a young donkey for him, and so he rode the donkey into the city so that a prophecy might be fulfilled. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. As the people heard that Jesus was coming into the city, a great many came out to greet him. They threw palm branches down before him as he came and shouted, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Thus they greeted Jesus as their Savior and their king. However, this jubilation would be short-lived.
Blessed are they.